Happy Monday.
Hi, everybody. Happy day.
Hey, and welcome back to Dear Mama. We are so happy to have you back with us today. And before we get started, I'd like to give my heartfelt condolences to the family of Queen Cicely Tyson.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that broke my heart, y'all. Cicely Tyson, and I may have mentioned this at some point, how I wanted to be an actress and how, you know, I was an extra in some movies here in Atlanta. And, you know, it was like my dream as a kid to be an actress. And when I was in college, my earlier college years, I studied theater at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. And I would study Cicely Tyson and the way that she speaks. If you notice, like when she speaks, her diction is just so clear, like in every role that she plays. In every single role, her diction is just so clear. Like when she was in Miss Jane Pittman, like even when she was Southern, and like her, just the way that she speak,
Molly.
Lord, just the way that she spoke. I was enamored by that. And she was kind of an inspiration for me when I was acting. So yeah, we rest in peace, Queen, because you are definitely a legend and an icon, and you have inspired so many actresses of color, and you paved the way for them. And we appreciate you, and we love you. Thank you. I'm getting choked up.
All right, and happy Black History Month.
Woo, woo! Like, you know, every day is Black History, but Black folks, y'all know how we do. You know, we so Black. You know, raising a fist. But today starts the official Black History Month. It used to be Black History Week. And now we get a whole month. We're going to have a little more fun, but I don't know. You guys will see. It's a segment we're calling What You Think About That. So you ready, Bella?
I'm ready.
All right, I started last time. I'm gonna let you go first today.
Okay, I was mind blown when I found this out. So, cotton candy was invented by a dentist.
What?
What do you think about that?
What?
Exactly.
Cotton candy ain't nothing but sugar.
Pure sugar. I had some recently, and I swear I got an instant cavity. Like, my tooth just started hurting that spot.
It's just, I don't know how it's made, but it's just sugar. That's all it is. The fact that it was created by a dentist is insane. What? That is crazy.
It really is.
That
I was just like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I don't know why that tickles me so. That's crazy.
It is.
That is so crazy.
Like, you're telling me to brush my teeth all these times in a day, but here you go, some cotton candy.
Right.
We like, gotta, what?
Gotta brush our teeth after every meal, floss after every meal. Stay away from candy and sugary drinks. And here you go, creating cotton candy. That is so crazy.
Yeah. So I thought that was like, what?
I think that's insane. That's what I think about that.
Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy. Okay, so I was, you know, searching on my phone, like scrolling on my social media, and came across this article, which this like mind blown. So I'm really picky about tuna and who makes it. Like it, like anything mayonnaise based, I'll eat everybody's. Like, I just don't. Like, you can't eat everybody's potato salad. You can't eat everybody's tuna. You just can't eat everybody. So outside of my own and my mama's and, like, close friends and family, you know, like my aunts and my sister, I don't eat everybody's tuna except Subway. But this article says that Subway's tuna is not tuna. What do you think about that?
Crazy. Because like you said, that's the only like public tuna I eat. And I'm like, so what is it?
What you trying to figure, like, are you asking like what's in the tuna? I don't know.
No, so it's not tuna. So what is it?
Okay, so the article said that the attorney for the people who filed the lawsuit, because there's a lawsuit against Subway, the people who filed the attorney said that they have run lab tests to prove that the tuna, what it isn't, okay? It actually said, we've run lab tests that show what it isn't. So we are currently running lab tests to find out what it is. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it is.
And we're not boycotting Subway at this point. Like,
right. Like, I'm like you. Like,
I'm like, we get by everything. I think it's a little offensive when you think you're eating tuna and you're not.
Yeah, it is.
We just said you don't eat everybody's tuna. So if we trust you enough to eat your tuna, Subway, we just want it to be tuna. That's it.
We just want it to be tuna. You best believe, though, after I read that article, I will not eat another. I like, is the ham? Is the turkey?
Right. At this point, like,
what is the spinach? Like, is it really spinach?
Wow.
Or is it like grown in a test tube? Like, I don't know. And they don't know what it is. Like,
but you know, there are like a billion Subways. So they do have to have like a cost-efficient way to mass-produce tuna.
Man, if they don't get Starkist on the phone, if they don't get Starkist on the phone and, you know, talk over setting up a contract so they can get some real tuna in their stores, that is ridiculous. I bet they start serving tuna after this lawsuit, though, once they find out what it is, because they don't know what it is.
Right. That is gross, though. I don't think I want to eat anything from there either.
Yeah, like, can you trust anything from Subway at this point?
Right. Mm.
What's in the mayo? That's disgusting to even think about.
Right. But you don't eat mayo anyway.
I know it's right, true. But you know, you do, and you know, my mama does. So yeah,
I think it's a hard pass on that one.
Yeah, like no more Subway. Right. That would be like finding out McDonald's French fries aren't made from potatoes.
They probably are not, Mom. Really?
What do you think it is, though?
I don't know. We don't know what anything they make is for real. So it's just like a hope and a wish, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's how, what's the question? What do I think about that?
What do you think about that?
It's a hard pass from here on out.
Yeah, that hurt me to my soul. It really
Yeah, because you know I eat Daytona in a minute, especially when I call myself eating clean. That's crazy. Call myself eating clean and
go get a tuna healthy sandwich. Right.
And go get this tuna that's not tuna. Tuna-less tuna.
Tuna-less tuna.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. All right, so... Yeah, that is funny. So I found out also that your nostrils have like shifts, so they don't work together. They work like one at a time.
Hold up, what?
Yes.
So when I inhale, I let you finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know the like scientific term, but just look it up, because I know these people probably like, what in the world? But seriously, y'all go look it up. Whatever the cycle is called, it makes like one nostril do like the bulk of the breathing, and then they'll like switch out, and then your other one will take over the work like every couple hours, a few hours, I think. But yeah, that's correct.
Wait, what? So when we're inhaling, only one nostril is working for like an hour or 2 hours, and then they switch up?
No, it's like doing like the majority of the work. So like, I don't know if you ever paid attention, because ever since I read it, I kind of like have been paying attention, and I don't know if it's just me, but one of them does seem to be a little bit like stronger on the inhale when I put my hand in front.
Oh my God. What?
But seriously, that's how they work for real. Look it up. Like, now I want to say like shifts. But that's how I think about it, like shifts. Like, I'ma just, you know, chill out and like pedal. And then you could have you some arm rest next, cause then you could just sit back and pedal, and I'ma do the hard stuff. Like that. What? Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm.
I want to know, where did you read that? That is insane. You know I'm going to look it up.
You should. I'm not be seeing all kind of little crazy stuff. Like, when I go looking for one thing, like, I could say who founded Popeyes or something. I'm going to end up with the animal that's going extinct in Australia, and all the funds that they're raising to try to save it. I'm just like, what? I'd be all over the place. So,
what? I'm glad you're reading, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So, what do you think about that?
I think that's crazy. Because what? All this time, like, y'all, I'm 51 years old. And so, you know, I've always thought that when I inhale, that I'm inhaling through both nostrils equally. And to find out that my nostrils are working in shifts, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
That is crazy. I'm sorry. Like, that, I'm blown.
I was too. And then my little crazy self, I'm sitting here with my hand underneath my nose, like, trying to act normal, trying not to breathe too hard.
Now, when I exhale, I'm doing it now, like as we speak. This really this should have been a video because y'all would be laughing at how I'm sitting here with my finger under my nose.
I'm doing it too.
And when I exhale, I can't really tell when I inhale, but when I exhale, there is more air coming out of
one. I know.
There is more air coming out of one than the other.
So, yeah, y'all have a bar with that.
Lord, we got to go have our listeners sitting there inhaling and exhaling with their fingers under their noses.
Right.
Trying to see. And it's true. Like, my right nostril is stronger than my left. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm doing, like, 4 hours and see if they done, like, switched out. And see if you could tell.
That is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I paused because I'm still... I'm going to come back. Okay, y'all, I'm going to come back to y'all on this because this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Okay, y'all test that out. And yeah, let us know. Y'all message us and let us know about your nostrils. Yeah, let us know what you think about that because that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, so I was on a fast, y'all. And I don't know if you've heard of the Daniel fast. Is really strict, and it is really based off the book of Daniel. Daniel went on a Daniel in the Bible. So y'all don't y'all like, who the heck is Daniel? Daniel in the Bible went on a fast, and
he couldn't eat nothing.
He ate all plant-based. He said that he was, you know, not going to eat meat or carcass. He was only going to eat from the land. And back in those days, all they had was meat and from the land. Grains and beans and, you know, vegetables. I don't even know if they had vegetables back then, but anyway, and he was going to do it for 3 weeks, for 21 days. And so for the past 21 days, I was on this plant-based fast, and I stuck to it except for one day, only because my grandson had a little gathering, gathering for his birthday, and this girl Bella had tacos, and I love tacos. Like, I love tacos, and I told y'all that last week. It's like one of my top five foods. Like, I love tacos, and she had tacos knowing that I'm on a fast.
Like, really, Mom?
Yeah. And so I had like 6 little pieces of chicken because I had black beans and lettuce and tomatoes, and my plate looked real crazy. So, and then I had corn chips, all, you know, made of corn, ground corn. And so I figured I could eat corn chips with the black beans and these little 6 pieces of chicken. So I ate chicken. Anyway, let me get back to my point. So I was on this fast, and so there's a substitute for everything that you eat that's plant-based. There's a plant-based substitute for everything that you love to eat. And I'm not really big on bacon. And so when I eat bacon, you know, I want bacon. But, you know, people are saying, you know, they got plant-based bacon. It's so good or whatever. Y'all, plant-based bacon is made from tofu and soy and something called tempeh, or however you pronounce this, is T-E-M-P-E-H. I think that's what it's called, tempeh. Eggplant and mushrooms and beets. It's made from veggies and not it. when you cook it, they every time I tried to cook it, I tried at least 6 times to make this plant-based bacon. And it's not like bacon, it has bacon flavor. Now I don't know how they get the bacon flavor, but it's like eating bacon flavor paper plates.
Ugh.
Like the foam plates, like the, you know, the foam ones, not like the paper plates, like the foam. You know how you can take the paper plate and break it in half? You know what it's like the communion wafers, but they taste like bacon.
Oh.
Y'all know the little round, you know the little round communion wafers that you... that you know that you get and they tell you to break it before you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. And so it's it has the texture of the communion wafer before, like when you first put it in your mouth, before it starts to dissolve. It has that. It's like eating bacon flavored communion wafers. That's what it is. Like a paper plate when you break it in half. What you think about that?
No, I don't like communion wafers, so I definitely don't want none that tastes like bacon.
Plant-based bacon is horrible, y'all. If you're vegan and you're eating plant-based bacon and you think it's good and you think it's a great substitute for bacon, there's something wrong with you.
And see, that's the thing. A lot of people like eat these substitutes and I'm vegan, and I'm just like, this stuff is so processed and so like poor quality. You might as well eat the bad stuff.
You might as well eat the bad stuff. Now there are some really good plant-based products out there, like Morningstar makes a breakfast patty that's like a breakfast sausage that is so good.
I don't remember the brand, but we used to eat it. It was some, I guess it was supposed to be chicken like, but it was chickpea patties.
Yes, it was like
a love them thing. Yes,
it was like a curry chickpea patty. Man, that thing was so good. I can't find them now.
It was good.
I can't find them. You know, I was looking for them.
Yeah, I looked too.
You can't find them. They don't make them anymore. That chickpea patty was really good. It was really like a curry, had like a curry flavor to it. It was so good. And it wasn't it like a spinach chickpea curry thing? I don't know. It was good.
It was good though.
It was so good. Now there are some really good plant-based products out there, and I'm not going vegan and I'm not going totally vegetarian, but I am going to stick to like plant-based. Like today is my first day off and I had a breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' that had like the Beyond sausage, like the plant-based sausage. And first of all, Dunkin' got the nastiest breakfast sandwiches in the world, except for the little egg and cheese wrap, because that's all it is egg and cheese. But their breakfast sandwich, their other breakfast sandwiches are horrible. And this included. Like, I should have just threw away the little Beyond sandwich, patty, and put in my own Morningstar, because Morningstar is good. That Beyond is horrible. It wasn't good to me.
Is Beyond soy?
Yeah, I think so. I think Beyond is soy.
Hmm.
Why, are you allergic to soy? You don't have any allergies.
You didn't. My mom would just ask me, am I allergic to soy?
I don't know. You asked
me
with soy.
No, soy is bad. It's bad for you.
Is soy bad for you?
Mm-hmm.
That plant-based bacon got soy in it.
Yeah. Don't eat no more. Don't give none to my grandma.
Oh, wait, they messed up her order. This is funny. They messed up her order. She wanted a bacon. They got this black pepper bacon croissant that they just brought back. And so she wanted that. And I didn't open. I just looked and saw two sandwiches in the bag and went on my way. Went all the way home, got here, and they done gave her a Southwest veggie.
I thought she was like,
They done gave her a Southwest veggie something sandwich. The egg had veggies in it, and then the she yelled out her out of her room. She yelled out of her room. This thing got black beans and corn, and she was hot.
Oh, boy.
She was hot because the egg had veggies in it, and the meat, I guess, is supposed to be like almost like a black bean burger, but I guess like sausage or whatever. It's supposed to be like some kind of veggie. Southwest veggie burger or whatever patty, not burger, but like some sort of patty. I don't know what it was. I said, "Did you eat it?" She was like, "I forced most of it. I ate what I could."
I think the switch, because she would have ate the egg and cheese, and you probably would have been better off with the black beans and corn.
Oh boy. Oh no, but she was hot.
Oh wow.
I said, "Did you have enough?" She was like, "Yeah, I ate my donut." I got her a donut.
Mm-mm.
So I just searched, and the Beyond Patty has 20 grams of plant-based protein, but it has no GMOs, no soy, and no gluten. So it doesn't have soy. I thought it had soy, but it doesn't have soy.
Mm.
Well, then yeah, don't y'all eat no plant-based bacon. That bacon-flavored, but bacon-flavored communion flavors.
Communion bacon.
Because that is absolutely crazy. I was just like, okay, this is not. And then the first time I did it like three times because I thought I was doing it wrong because it kept coming out like the paper plate. And so I was just throwing away bacon, y'all, and this stuff is not cheap. So I was throwing away bacon because I was like, okay, no, this is like the paper, like this is too crispy. Like it ain't supposed to be like this.
Wow.
And it was like that. And I was like, okay, maybe this is it. And y'all, yeah, no. Don't y'all get y'all no plant-based bacon?
Wow.
Because that is not the move.
Clearly. We don't want no chameleon bacon.
Yes, chameleon bacon is a no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and that's a hard no for me too.
Yeah.
No more communion bacon.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Another something I found out about. I was trying to debate if I was gonna ask. Have you heard about this or not? Because I think some people find it controversial. But the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly starting in March. You ever heard that?
Wait, you saying like a new year is starting in March?
No, the new year is supposed to be start. It's supposed to start in March. Supposedly, they added on January and February.
Oh, no, I ain't never heard. What?
Yeah.
I'm so confused right now.
I was too. And then I went and looked it up like on the public spaces where everything's fact checked basically. And it's true.
So the year is March through December? Mm-hmm. Or no, March through December, because they added January and February.
Right.
When did they add January and February? Supposed to be at the end.
Hold on, let me try to look it up right quick. But yeah, they it's supposed to have been added at the end. So how we got to the beginning, I'm so confused. But March is the new year, supposedly.
I'm so confused. Okay. I just look. Early Roman calendar. The early Roman calendar designated March 1st as the new year. The calendar had just 10 months beginning with March.
You see how it's like it make you question everything. Like, how you sent me all the way through school thinking January was the beginning and December was the end? And no, they just made up their own little rules.
Wait, what? So in a lot of countries, the new year begins on January 1st. However, this wasn't always the case. In fact, for centuries, I didn't mean countries, y'all. I don't have my glasses on. Other dates mark the start of the calendar, including March 25th and December 25th. What? Okay, that's in Britannica.
Crazy.
But it says, yeah, this, if y'all want to look it up, it's going to be like the first thing that comes up if you type in the new year starts in March. It says the early Roman calendar. So when did they add, let me see, when did they add January and February?
Probably when they changed everything else. That joke just made me, like, when I first heard that, I was like, what?
Oh, so Jesus wasn't even born when they added January. So it says the first time the new year was celebrated on January 1st was in Rome in 153 BC. The month of January did not even exist until around 700 BC. When the second king of Rome, Numa Pontilius, Numa Pontilius added the months of January and February. What in the whole world?
Crazy.
But it happened before Jesus, and I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. That is insane.
It is. So what do you think about that?
I just said it. I think it's insane. Like, why they don't teach this? Exactly. Or maybe they teach it in, like, college, advanced college courses or, like, master's classes.
They think we should know geometry, but you don't think we should know the origin of our calendar?
Yeah, because I have never heard this before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you have any more?
I do have one more, and this is kind of serious. And I'm just curious as to what you think about it. So Oregon, the state of Oregon, is... I lost my train. Oops. You still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. The state of Oregon. Let me, I'm gonna do some airtime. You can edit it out.
Okay.
Hold on, because I knew I wanted to talk about this. The state of Oregon is decriminalizing illegal drugs. And they're talking about decriminalizing like marijuana, cocaine, and like hard drugs like heroin and meth and oxycodone. So instead of arresting, okay, so what they're going to do is, you know, someone is found like with illegal drugs, like say a drug addict, not like drug dealers, but like drug people on drugs and they have like drugs on them, they'll be fined and they'll get a citation, and the citation will fall off if they go through like a rehab program. Instead of going to jail, like instead of making possession, having, you know, making possession of these hard drugs, these illegal drugs, criminal, and arresting them and putting them in jail, they make them go through rehab. What'd you think about that?
I actually think people shouldn't be going to jail for drugs. Not with like pedophiles on the street. But I also feel like making hard drugs illegal is gonna raise the death toll.
Yeah, like, I agree.
No, that's crazy. Like basically like I'ma allow you to, now maybe legalizing marijuana, cool. But
after, which is already legal in some states.
Yeah, after that it's just kinda like I don't think so. I don't think they should do that. I do think they should not do that and figure out a way to rehabilitate like addicts, but not just by making it legal. No.
They're not make, well, is it really making it legal though by decriminalizing? It was making it not a criminal act, because they'll still get fined and still get a citation. And if they don't complete the rehab, then I don't know what's going to happen to them. Probably jail. So here's what it says. It provides, it's called Measure 110. And this is in Oregon. It's the Decriminalization and Addiction Treatment Initiative. It provides statewide addiction and recovery services. Marijuana taxes partially financed. It reclassifies possession and penalties for specified drugs. And it includes, though, heroin and cocaine and meth and oxycodone. And those are like the highly addictive, but it doesn't say like what it, what happens for like dealers.
Yeah, because to make it right, when I say illegal, I know they wouldn't like, all right, go do it. But to me, that's what it boils down to, because it's like decriminalization means we can't get in trouble. So that's like speeding. Like, yeah, I might get a ticket, but and I know I ain't going to jail for, you know. And so people just do it. Like, if I get caught, I get caught. But, yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't think it's going to stop anything. I don't think it's going to stop dealers from, you know, dealing. And it's not going to stop users from using. And if they, this is saying if they get caught, if, you know, in possession of any of these hard drugs, they're going to send them to rehab to get treatment. And so what happens when they get out? And my question is, what happens to the dealer that's giving, you know, that's selling this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just wanted to know what you thought about that. It's interesting because I think if you're pushing drugs, you need to, and you're caught doing it, you need to serve some time.
Why?
If you're dealing drugs, that's a, well, if they're making it, yeah, it's hurting people. I don't know. I just have an issue with people who intentionally hurt other people. And well, so while you're not beating them,
really to hurt nobody, like
while you're not beating them upside the head, you are hurting people by making these drugs available to them.
So you think that about the drug dealers, you know?
That I knew, because everybody I knew that everybody that I know that was a drug dealer are no longer drug dealers. And yes, I did. I thought it was bad. I just thought it wasn't right.
I mean, it might not be right, but that don't mean go to jail. Like, I feel like jail is the last place, especially a black dad should be, and that's usually who's doing it to provide. I just don't feel like jail is the answer. Not for that.
And so what should happen?
Not for people who could rape somebody could go home on probation. No.
Well, I think rapists and sex traffickers need to be put under the jail and possibly death penalty. But I'm not pro death penalty. So I think it's all like wrong. I do. So what do you think should happen to drug dealers if they're caught trafficking drugs or, you know, selling drugs? Like, if you're selling a dime bag, no, I don't think you need to do 15 years in jail.
That's what lock them up, Josie. But yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like even big guys, I don't feel like jail should be the answer. Not for that. Like, I feel like it's, I don't know. Maybe have them pay something. Like, usually people learn their lesson when they have to spend their money. And really, that's why it's illegal. Because they don't really have a way to put their hands in it and tax it and, you know.
Well, they do if they make it legal. Like marijuana.
Right, but they're just legalizing in some places because those places have figured out a plan. But this should have been something that was figured out.
Okay, but what about the hard stuff, like cocaine?
Hard stuff should be off the streets. Like, who provided these drugs? What happened? Like, when crack first arrived in America, who brought it?
What? I honestly don't know. I just knew all of a sudden everybody was talking about crack and dope boys had, you know, the big time dope boys was, you know, getting these small time dope boys to sell this stuff on the corner, and it had the black community in a mess because, you know, they were doing crack. While, you know, in the suburbs, they were freebasing. Criminalizing hard drugs. Not sure how I feel about that.
I feel like they should have always been criminal to the point where they shouldn't even get here. Because, like, who, like, I'm just trying to sit here and think about the creation of, like, crack. Like, who's, like, let's get something that's going, that we're going to put in a needle and shoot it up. And
the right, ones let's who put it like, in our veins.
Going to make a powder form. and sniff it. Like, what?
Who sat and thought of this? Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. So, you got anything else? Because I got one more.
Oh, no, that was it for me.
Okay, I have this. So, I just really want to know. You know, there's major talk about this coronavirus vaccine. And Bella, what you think about that?
What, the vaccine in general?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this vaccine?
None of my people can get it. I don't really know what to say in depth, but
none of your people like who? Like
my people. Y'all, the people who stay in my house.
I agree. I ain't getting no vaccine. I'm not getting that vaccine.
I just feel like anybody who okay. I was debating with a person about them getting it and me saying why they shouldn't. And I asked, have you ever been a part of a clinical study before? Have you ever volunteered to be an experiment before? Like, your answer keeps being no. So why would you go sign up to do that today? You never did it before. Because you knew the consequences, you knew it was a possibility that something could go wrong. Now, the media is saying, this is okay, let's go do it. And now you think you want to be experimented on? Like, make it make sense. And they're really just like crickets. And I'm like, I know, because you don't have a reason. Nothing about it sells you on it. They're not guaranteeing that you won't get the virus. They're not guaranteeing that you won't pass it if you do. Like, what is the purpose of it then? So, no, y'all can't get it.
Here's my thing. There's not enough information. Like, there's just not enough information on it. Like, the data doesn't show long-term effects, and it can't, because this is something that they just created.
Right.
We don't know, these people who have been in these trials, these clinical trials for this vaccine, we don't know if by 2025 they're gonna have three legs and four arms. We don't know if they're gonna grow another eye, or if, you know, they're gonna lose their vision. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know if their fingers gonna fall off.
If these things, babies looking like Lilo and Stitch them, like, no.
Right. Well, not like Lilo, but Stitch. Yeah, looking just like Stitch.
I know, right? I'm sorry. But whoever looks like Lilo, he might have been offended. I'm sorry.
We just don't know. And I'm not trying to, you know, I still got to find my husband, y'all. Well, he got to find me.
And he can't get it either. Because if we ever have to up and out of here and he got it, he can't come. So, husband, if you see her and you watching, you can't get it either.
And, you know, what if I'm growing a leg outside my knee? Like, that's gonna look funny. And then I'm gonna have to learn how to walk all over again because I got this leg coming out my leg. Like,
but all jokes aside, people are like really tweaking out, like that Bell's palsy. Like, I don't know if you had watched my story when I was posting it, but this one lady in particular that I had been following her story, I think it was her daughter who started it. But So she posted a video of like how her mom was like a few days ago. Then she posted when she came home from getting the first dose. And like 2 days later, this lady was a totally different lady. Like she couldn't stand up straight. She couldn't barely talk because her tongue was like basically paralyzed. I'm just like, no, there's no way you can see that and not think twice. Like, I keep hearing people, oh, well, so-and-so got it, and so-and-so got it. Okay, unless you went with so-and-so and you watched that stuff going there, no, we can't talk about it.
And we don't know, like, what's in it.
Right. Or if the people who we watching on TV even getting the same one as everybody else. These people got money. Who they showing you on this TV? Yeah. You not fool.
That's true. That's true.
Like, you got to think about all of that. And me and mine can't get it. So, y'all got some common sense.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a part of the coronavirus experiment. Mm-mm. I will wear a mask.
And grandma keeps talking about, well, dang, I don't think they got enough information. And they ain't tested it long enough. I'm like, how long you think that you need, boo? Because there's still going to be a no.
I understand what she's saying because that's me. Like, okay, maybe y'all are 5 years down the road, maybe 5 years down the road, those mm-hmm. who are in the clinical trials, if they could tell us, like, you know, we don't see any of them like growing tusks. People
considering it,
huh?
And, I say you're really trying to consider the, I mean, convince these people that you're considering it.
No, I'm not considering it like now because there's just not enough information on it. No, like I want to see the data of the people in the trials, like in 5 years and in 10 years, and see if they got elephant tusks.
Bye, Ma.
Or hunchback. Like, I don't know.
You cannot play like that. You are of baby age, and so is your child. La, 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 la. No, girl, you cannot play like that.
I am not of baby age. What you
yes,
mean?
You are.
I'm in menopause, sweetie. I can't have no babies.
You think you're in menopause. If you still get periods, you can have a baby.
I haven't had a period in 4 months.
Wow. I think I better come back though. But okay, we can't talk about that. What was I getting ready to say? You had something else?
No, that's all I got. So yeah, it's a no for the vaccine for me.
Yeah.
And I was told that if I don't get the vaccine, I won't be able to join the family for Thanksgiving if they all get the vaccine and I don't. And I said, if y'all on the family Zoom call that we had, they mm-hmm. all said, if we all get the vaccine and you don't, you can't come to Thanksgiving. I said, yes, ooh, I can. Nice. Cause if y'all all get the vaccine, that means y'all won't give it to me and I'll be fine.
And it means they get it from you if that's what y'all got it for.
Right. And if I got it, y'all are immune to it if I got it. So we'll be good. So if y'all all get it and I don't, then we're good. We're still good.
Where is this Thanksgiving supposed to be at that you banned, though?
where it always is. You know, last year, guys, every year we do an off year and an on year. Because most of my family, or most of my cousins that are in my generation are married. And so 1 year we're all together, them and their spouses and me and my aunts and uncles and my mom and all of us. And then the next year they go with their spouses so that they're splitting up the time equally. You know, it's not like every year they're with us or every year, you know, they're with their spouses' families. And so last year, 2020, was supposed to be our on year. It was supposed to be the year that we all got together. And we couldn't because of the pandemic. And so they were talking about 2021 if everybody gets the vaccine. Because you're supposed to, the vaccine is supposed to be 90% effective, or is it 95% effective?
Effective in doing what, though? Do people research this before they regurgitate it?
From keeping people from getting the virus. You're supposed to be protected.
I thought it was said by them that it was supposed to help with the symptoms only.
No, you're supposed to be, is it 90 or 95? I gotta check again. I'm not sure. It's supposed to be really high, though. You're supposed to be protected from getting the virus.
Okay.
So it's either 90 or 95%. So if they all get the vaccine, and I say they all get the vaccine, and they're 90 to 95% protected, if we got it, they won't get it. And so they ain't got to worry. They just let us in. That's all I'm saying.
Or we could just eat our own dinner with the unvaxxed people. But,
y'all, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm just saying.
And even if I think y'all can convince her, it's definitely a no. And y'all know me. So it's a no.
Yeah, y'all know how she is about her mama. I ain't getting the vaccine.
And my mother.
Oh, yeah, my grandma, my mama either. I already told her, you're not getting it. Like, she not getting it. And somebody asked, like, wouldn't that be her decision? I said, yeah, but no.
Yeah, I just told her.
Yeah, it's her decision, but no, she ain't getting it.
Mm-mm. When I saw that Tyler Perry special, I said, whoo, please don't let my grandma watch this TV.
I wonder if she saw it, though. She may have seen it. It was on BET, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I could just hear her now. Well, you know Tyler Perry done got it.
Billionaire. Mm-hmm. Billionaire, though.
I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't let her see this on this TV.
He like Victor Newman status to me.
But I think I got... Huh? You like him like that?
Tyler Perry. No, I mean, like, his pockets. Billionaire. You know, Victor Newman can have anything done. He can get anything done and like at the snap of a finger. So if anything happens to Tyler Perry, like from the vaccine, he got the money where he can get help. Like he's a billionaire. Talking to the 75-year-old living you know, on the west side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, Fourth Ward or wherever the hood is on the west side. Watching, going, oh, Tyler Perry got it, so I'm going and get it. Yeah, mama, don't do that. Not my mama, but the mama on the west side.
And whoever mama, share this podcast with them. Y'all need to hit me in my inbox. Do that too. I send them a link.
It's y'all. She will send you a link. She got links. She got links already.
No, but I think I got grandma sold at this point. I was kind of on edge. I don't know if she told you every time when she was in the hospital, I call her like every 2 hours. Them people ain't stuck you with that, have they?
They did because they had to draw blood. They weren't putting anything in her veins. They were drawing blood out.
I know she done explained that to me about 3 times.
She told me. She was like, no, no, they are not sticking me.
And one time the nurse was in there and girl just started laughing. I was like, okay, somebody in there. I'll call you back.
You crazy. Y'all, my doll is crazy. But she is like, serious as a heart attack when it comes to her mama and her grandma.
Clearly.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate you looking out.
See?
We may not always agree on everything, but
that's life.
I know. I know you got my back.
And you see, you did the real MVP for that.
Yeah. So, guys, we thank you for listening. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about that. All of that that we just talked about. I want
to see them videos of y'all blowing your hand at
you. Testing your nostrils. Yeah, shoot us a clip of you testing your nostrils. We want to see it.
Right.
I'm still doing it, y'all. I just want y'all to know that. And in 4 hours, I'm going to come back and I'm going to let y'all know if it changes.
Okay, we're going to check in with y'all.
Yeah, but hit us up, you know, message us on Facebook and or on Instagram at Dear Mama Podcast, the original and the only Dear Mama Podcast. And let us know what you think about that. And we will see you guys back here next week.
See you guys Monday. Bye.
Bye.